Welcome to the Music Marketing Podcast, where I share marketing and career advice for musicians, singers, songwriters, and music business pros just like you. If you don't already, please subscribe to the audio podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or wherever you consume such products. And if you're catching the YouTube version, please, by all means, subscribe to the channel there. On this episode of the podcast, I'm going to cover three ways to get paid. That's right, get paid for your creativity. This is a mistake that I see a lot of artists and writers and creative entrepreneurs make, where they don't communicate how people can actually exchange money for a product or a service that they create. So I think you'll find this one very helpful. Before I get to that, I just want to ask you a question. Have you ever considered hiring a coach or a consultant to help you with your creative activities? Maybe you need help with marketing or just getting clear on what your priorities are, or just having a kindred spirit that you can talk to about this stuff who understands what you're going through. Well, this year, one of the biggest transformations in my business is I've been doing a lot more one-on-one coaching and consulting with a whole variety of creative folks, a lot of musicians, but also authors and visual artists and more. Not only do I enjoy doing it, but it's a real thrill to see the results that some of the people that I work with are getting. In fact, three of the musician types all had album releases within like a week and a half period recently. So it was really cool to have gone on that journey with them and see them finally hit this milestone event. So if you'd like to explore me serving that role in your creative life, just get in touch and we can start a conversation about it. A couple of ways to reach out to me. You can simply send me an email. It's at bob@bob-baker.com. So bob@bob-baker.com. Or you can direct message me through one of the platforms like Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram. I check all those sites regularly, so reach out and start a conversation about it if this is something you think might help you. All right, so the audio you're about to listen to was extracted from my online course called 30 Ways to Become an Empowered Artist. I believe this is like lesson 16. But in it, I spell out the problems that a lot of artists create for themselves and a solution where I offer three ways to get paid for your creativity. Here we go. So again, let's continue our conversation about making money with your creativity. And the bottom line with this particular segment is you've got to have a structure in place. You have to have some sort of a system for people to be able to reward you with money. And what a lot of artists do is they sort of meander around. They put some stuff out there. They might post some things on Facebook, or they might do one show or play one gig or something. And then just complain about, oh, there's no money to be made in this. But most of the time, the people who complain the loudest about there's no money to be made in art or music or with books, etc., usually don't really have any kind of system in place. There's no business model there. There's no way for people to interact and play with you and support you by purchasing your stuff. So you got to ask yourself, do I really have a concrete, specific, clear, and easy way for people to even know what I offer, know why it's good for them, and then how to pay you or to contact you to set up an arrangement where you can be financially compensated? Here's one thing that I recommend any creative person do to set up a system or a business model or a structure. Think about what you do and come up with three ways that people can pay you. Three levels. At the bottom, you have sort of a low-cost point of entry, a real easy way for people to purchase something of yours, whether that's a product or a service. It's kind of like the low-hanging fruit of your offering. The next step up is something that's a little bit more involved, a little bit more expensive. Because believe me, not everyone out there is just looking for freebies and wanting the cheapest deal. There are people with a little bit of money to spend who, when given a quality offer, will take you up on it. And then the third level is something that's definitely much more expensive. It might even be outside of your comfort zone and like, who's going to pay me for that? But you offer something at the high end for those super serious people who really love your work and really are willing to invest in whatever it is that you offer them. There's sort of a psychological reason that you want to offer that higher priced item, because by comparison, when you have something of greater value that few people will take you up on, but you never know, somebody is going to someday. But when you have that higher priced item there, by comparison, psychologically, it makes the other two lower priced items seem like a real bargain. Okay, so for a musician, your low priced item might be a single song download for a buck or so. The next step up could be a full album of your material for anywhere from 10 to 20 bucks. It could include also the physical CD. And the third item up might be hiring you for a live performance for anywhere from a few hundred bucks to a couple thousand. An alternate way for a musician to structure it would be your low-priced item is the album for maybe 10 or 15 bucks. Your mid-level is a bundle of your products. Let's say you have multiple albums out and you got a t-shirt and all this stuff. Maybe for 40 or 50 bucks, people get the whole bundle. And then your higher priced item is hiring you for a house concert or corporate gig or whatever. For an artist, this might be selling a print for anywhere from $10 to $30. Your next step up would be buying an original painting from you for anywhere from a few hundred to $1,500, $2,000. And your big enchilada item could be maybe doing a mural or some kind of customized piece that's on a larger scale, a lot more money involved. For an author, it could be selling your ebook or your paperback book for anywhere from $3 to $20 or $25 bucks. They get access to your information. The next step up maybe could be joining some kind of a 4-week mastermind class or something where for anywhere from $100 to $200 bucks, they get to interact with you and other people. A step up from that could be maybe some one-on-one consulting where they pay a pretty sum to be able to talk to you directly. Or it could be some kind of a weekend live event where they pay a couple hundred to a few hundred dollars or more. For someone putting on a play or some type of a performance, you could have the lower price sort of general admission ticket. You could have a higher price ticket that's down in the front rows or has some kind of a special seating arrangement. And then your high price ticket could be a VIP package where they get to actually meet the performers or have dinner with them or get special access that no one else has. And that's what comes with a higher price. So hopefully you see where I'm going with this. Figure out three things, three levels of involvement with you that you can offer. And that's the beginning of having a business model. Another final thing I want to throw in here is this topic. I'm sure you've heard this phrase before. It's called multiple streams of income. So don't have tunnel vision when it comes to making money with your creativity. It's not just going to come from one source. Like for a musician, it's not just going to come from album sales. It's not just going to come from performance fees. It's a variety of things. It's the music sales. It's the performance fees. It's the merch sales. It's maybe licensing your music to people who want to use it in commercials or whatever. Same thing goes for authors, for visual artists, for designers, for performers of all types. Think about the many ways that you can make money. Perhaps you have to teach. Maybe you do some consulting on the side for people who are interested in the career path that you're on. And you make money directly from the thing that you do. But think in terms of the money coming to you from many different directions related to your field.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that excerpt from the 30 Ways to Become an Empowered Artist course. So, of course, your homework now is to figure out what your three offerings are. What are you going to offer at the lower price? What are you going to offer at the mid-level? And then the highest price. Make sure that highest priced one makes you feel a little uncomfortable about putting that dollar amount on it. But you just may be surprised when someone shows up someday and says, "Yeah, that's a great bargain. Here you go. Let's do it." All right. Thanks a lot for listening to the podcast. I appreciate you. I wish you the best. This is Bob Baker saying so long for now.